Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Monday is the federal income tax return filing deadline for most Americans. Did you know that the Internal Revenue Service has a quote inscribed above the entrance to its headquarters written by former Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr.? Quote, "Taxes are what we pay for civilized society," unquote. I beg to differ. Collecting taxes is anything but civilized. Despite claims that reporting and paying taxes is voluntary, I'm sure you know what happens if you don't voluntarily comply. Eventually, you receive notices, are assessed taxes, fines, and interest. If you still don't comply, eventually government officials with guns will arrest you and deprive you of your physical freedom. Such an arrangement is anything but voluntary. American prosperity soared the most when taxes were largely non-existent, which I don't consider a coincidence. After I graduated from college, my first career was working as a certified public accountant. One day, when I was discussing with a client how taxes discouraged a growing economy, she asked me what I would do for a living if there were no taxes and no tax forms to file. My reply was that I thought there would be one of three scenarios. If taxes were abolished and the private sector once again provided services such as schools, roads, mail delivery, fire and police protection, water and wastewater systems, courts, and the like, the American economy would flourish so that more businesses would need a greater amount of accounting and auditing services. In the second scenario, I said if the economy were only to continue at its current level, that I was one of the higher caliber CPAs who would continue to find work in my profession, offering accounting and auditing services. As for the third scenario, if the need for CPAs doing tax work fell so dramatically that I lost my career, I would consider that a small price to pay for being rid of taxes. Most people don't consider all of the ways our economy and our personal freedoms suffer because taxes are collected in America, but that is a discussion for another day. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.